Our next public hearing is change of zone, number 1893, Lisa Horsey.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.474 acre more or less. The property is lying on the northeast corner of Sussex Highway Route 13 and Boyce Road. The 911 address is 28537 Sussex Highway Laurel. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 113. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, the results of the DLDOT Sosol evaluation, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Yes, sir.
And before we get started, Mr. Chairman, I do have a conflict of interest on this one, so I'll be sitting out. If there are any questions, I know Vince Robertson is not here tonight, but I'd ask the commission to direct any questions that they may have to him.
All right, we'll do it. Thank you. Yes, sir.
My name is Kevin Smith. I work for the Kircher Group representing LBG Homes, who owns the property. One of the partners is here, Sam Connors.
Okay.
We're asking for a change of zone for this parcel from AR1 to C2, basically because the existing or previous use over the last few decades has been commercial in nature. It used to be Bayside Seafood. They obtained a permit to construct an extravagant building on the site. Again, it's less than a half an acre. It does have an existing well, existing septic system for the building. The client just wishes to leave the parcel as is. He doesn't plan any improvements. He just wants to bring the zoning compliant with what the use has been in the past.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Ms. Wingate?
So there's no plan for anything at this point? It's just to change it?
It's just to bring it from AR1 to a commercial zone, because that's what the building was built for, was for commercial.
No, I really don't have any other questions. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
No, sir.
Mr. Rock?
Seems like an appropriate change to me. No questions.
I have no questions either. I thought it was commercial all these years. So.
I've lived in that area for a long, long time. I've never known it to be anything other than what it is. I mean, it's been a couple different things, but it's always been there. So, yeah. I was like you. I was kind of surprised to find out.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Mr. Whitehouse?
No, thanks.
Okay, Sam?
No, thank you.
Okay. What's going on later?
Do you think it would be the requested C2 would be in keeping with the comprehensive future land use map of commercial for the area?
I think the future land use plan calls it low density.
No, the future land use calls it commercial. So would the request for C2 be in keeping with
Of course that would be in keeping.
Okay. No further questions.
Work with us.
I'm trying.
Guys, okay. I have no questions as well. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1893, Lisa Horsey? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1893? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1894, Howard Pepper Jr.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 in Sussex County containing 2.368 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, approximately 0.38 miles south of Lazy Lagoon Road. The 911 address is 35029 DuPont Boulevard, Frankfurt. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 4, Parcel 61. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. Okay, is anybody here representing this application?
Harold Pepper Jr., Selbyville, Delaware, representing the Pepper Family Farm, LLC. This particular lot is part of 500 acres of the family farm, which is currently in the Delaware Preservation Trust Fund. In 1973, this was a sales lot for mobile homes, and ever since that time, it's been some type of sales lot. About a year ago, when the people that were renting the lot from the family discontinued the use of the car sales lot, my son, who's with me, Ron, wanted to use it for hardscapes, landscaping business that he runs. And he purchased the trailer that was on the lot from the people that owned it. We received a copy from Planning and Zoning to renew the license for the trailer every 5 years. When he went to fill it out, he found that Planning and Zoning did not have a proper zoning for this lot. And they've been very helpful trying to correct this with us.
We have proper zoning.
Well, we don't. I apologize.
We're going to try to fix that, though.
Yeah. So that's what we're here for tonight, to change it from AR1 to C3.
Okay. All right. Ms. Corlott, I just have one question. Did you mention that the property is in an agricultural preservation district?
That is cut out. It's been cut out of the, it's not.
The adjacent parcels are in ag preservation. This parcel is not. I think what he mentioned is that this parcel was part of the overall 500 family acres of the family farm, and it was cut out and is not part, but it is adjacent to.
And everything that's red is already commercial, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. And to make matters worse, we found out that the people renting the lot had used my address. I live on the bottom end of this, which is commercial property.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Let's see if anybody has any questions for you. Okay. Start with Ms. Wingate.
I understand the application. I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mayor?
As a hardscape business, is the property going to be used for sales at all? Any customers visit the property?
Before you start, I need you to come up and give us your name, and then
I'm Ron Pepper. Yes, the goal is to really just use the office building. Where it goes from here, I don't know. I would like to basically build a display up there. All the customers that I meet with, I have to pile all the stuff in the back of the truck and go meet them. So if we put a display and we had a sign there, I could say, hey, just go up on the highway there and pop by and take a look at it. That's really the biggest goal for it right now. And we had no idea until I came in the office, because even the red on the other side is another family member, another Pepper there, and it's everything around it.
Well, that lot's been there for long time. I think anyone would have been under the impression that it was all right. So I understand. I do want to remind the commission that this is a change of zone application. Anything that's permitted in a C3 could happen there. I know you're planning to do a hardscape business, but if we change the zone, then anything that's allowed in that category can happen on that site. Mm-hmm. So just want to make sure that that's clear.
That alleviates my other questions.
There you go. Okay. Stroffman, no questions. Ms. Stevenson, what else?
No, thanks.
Yeah. Ms. Corwin?
Since the future land use is, for the future land use map for the comprehensive plan is commercial, do you think the C3 zoning district would be appropriate in the commercial land use classification?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Counselor?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay, gentlemen, we thank you. If you'll take
a
seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in favor of change of zone number 1894, Howard Pepper Jr.? Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1894? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. And that completes our public hearings for this evening.